Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here today to take you on another journey through the Spirits book by Allan Kardec. Today we will complete Sleep and Dreams, covering questions 403 to 412.
Enjoy.
Question 403. Why don't we always remember our dreams?
During what you call sleep, you only experience the repose of the body because the spirit is always in motion. During sleep, it recovers a little of its freedom and communicates with those who are dear to it, either on this world or on others. But since the body is composed of heavy and dense matter, it is difficult for it to retain the impressions received by the spirit because the spirit did not receive them through the body's organs in the first place.
Question 404. What should we think about the various meanings attributed to dreams?
Dreams are not true in the sense that fortune tellers, for example, understand them. For it is absurd to believe that dreaming about one matter necessarily foretells another. They are true in the sense that they present real images to the spirit, but these images often have no relation to what occurs in its corporeal life. Furthermore, as we have stated many times, they are a memory of the past. Lastly, they may also sometimes be a presentiment of the future, if God allows it, or a vision of what is occurring at the moment in another place to which the soul has gone. Don't you have numerous examples of persons who appear in dreams to warn relatives and friends about what is happening to them? What are these apparitions if not the soul or spirit of these persons communicating with you? When you confirm that what you have seen has really occurred, isn't it evidence that the imagination has had nothing to do with it, especially if the event was absolutely not in your thought while you were awake?
Question 405. Frequently, things are seen in dreams that appear to be presentiments about matters that end up not occurring. Where do these come from?
They may occur for the spirit, if not for the body, which means that the spirit sees what it desires because it goes looking for it. You must not forget that during sleep, the soul is always more or less under the influence of matter, and consequently, it is never completely free from the terrestrial ideas. Therefore, the concerns of wakefulness may give what you see the appearance of what you desire or what you fear. This is really what can be called a trick of the imagination. When you are strongly preoccupied with an idea, you connect it to everything you see.
Question 406. When we see living persons perfectly known to us doing things in a dream, which they would absolutely never think of doing in real life, isn't it pure imagination?
Which they would absolutely never think about? How do you know that? Their spirit may come to visit yours, as yours may visit theirs, without your always knowing what they are thinking about. Besides, according to your desires, you frequently apply to individuals familiar to you what occurred or is occurring in other existences.
Question 407. Is complete sleep necessary for the emancipation of the spirit?
No. The spirit recovers its freedom whenever the senses become sluggish. It takes advantage of every moment of respite that the body offers it to emancipate itself. As soon as there is a prostration of the vital forces, the spirit disengages itself. The weaker the body is, the freer the spirit will be.
Author's remarks for question 407. Thus, a nap or a simple dulling of the senses often presents the same images as dreaming does. Question 408. Sometimes it seems to us that we hear within us distinctly pronounced words that have no relation to what we are preoccupied with. Where do they come from?
Yes, and even entire senses, especially when the senses begin to grow dull. It is sometimes the faint echo of a spirit who wishes to communicate with you.
Question 409. Often while we have our eyes shut during a state that is not yet sleep, we see distinct images and figures in the minutest detail. Is this an effect of vision or of the imagination?
The body being numb, the spirit tries to break its chains. It travels and sees. If sleep were complete, this vision would be a dream.
Question 410. During sleep or a nap, we sometimes have ideas that seem very worthwhile, but which, in spite of the efforts we make to recall them, are erased from our waking memory. Where do these ideas come from?
They are the result of the freedom of the spirit, who emancipates itself and enjoys broader faculties for the moment. Also, they are frequently counsels given by other spirits.
Subquestion 410. Of what use are such ideas or counsels if the memory of them is lost and they cannot be employed?
Such ideas sometimes belong more to the spirit world than to the corporeal one, but most frequently, if the body forgets them, the spirit remembers them nonetheless, and the idea returns at the appropriate time as an inspiration of the moment.
Question 411. During the time that the spirit is disengaged from matter and acts as a spirit, does it know the time of its death?
It often has a presentiment. Sometimes it has a very clear awareness of it, which gives it an intuition about it while awake. That is why some individuals sometimes foresee their own death with great precision.
Question 412. Can the activity of the spirit during the repose or sleep of the body fatigue the body?
Yes, because the spirit is connected to the body like a balloon tied to a post. In the same manner that the jerking movements of the balloon shake the post, the activity of the spirit reacts upon the body and may produce fatigue.